Old MacDonald, Esquire, and his eccentric estate. Old MacDonald, a fellow of questionable sanity and questionable hygiene, owned a farm. Not just any farm, mind you, but a sprawling, chaotic, and entirely unkempt expanse of land that was more akin to a zoological disaster than a profitable agricultural venture. Let's start with the cows. Now, cows are typically docile creatures, known for their placid nature and penchant for producing dairy products. Not MacDonald's cows. His bovines were a motley crew of rebellious ruminants with a penchant for interpretive dance and an uncanny ability to solve Rubik's cubes. Their mooing was more of an operatic aria than a simple bovine bellow. Then there were the pigs. Rather than the rotund, pink porkers you might expect, MacDonald's pigs were an intellectual elite, sporting monocle-like spectacles and debating the finer points of existentialism. They were known to host underground philosophy seminars in the old pigsty, which had been converted into a cozy, if somewhat odorous, lecture hall. The sheep? Forget the fluffy white clouds. MacDonald's sheep were a fashion-forward flock, sporting the latest in ovine couture. They were regularly seen strutting the farm like runway models, demanding attention and approval with the haughty disdains of seasoned supermodels. As for the chickens, well, they were a different breed entirely. Instead of clucking and scratching for grain, MacDonald's chickens were obsessed with cryptocurrency. They'd spend their days poring over blockchain data, trading Bitcoin, and engaging in heated debates about the future of decentralized finance. The horses? Let's just say they had a serious speed problem. Rather than pulling plows or carrying carriages, MacDonald's equines were champion jockeys, with a penchant for illegal street racing and a complete disregard for traffic laws. And what about the ducks? Oh, the ducks. They were not content with mere quacking. These were the thespians of the farm, putting on daily dramatic performances that would make Shakespeare blush. From tragic monologues to slapstick comedy, they did it all. As for the farm itself, it was a surreal landscape of mismatched structures and bizarre contraptions. There was a windmill that doubled as a discotheque, a barn that was actually a rocket launch pad, and a chicken coop that looked suspiciously like a submarine. All in all, Old MacDonald's farm was a place where the ordinary was turned upside down and the absurd was the norm. It was a place where animals had dreams, and dreams had the potential to become reality. And it was a place where one could never quite be sure what would happen next. Would you like me to continue with more animals or perhaps delve deeper into the lives of the existing ones?